the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, as we have been speaking on the program over the last couple of weeks, we talked about a new way of looking at your retirement. It's not about a number. It's about you, your spending patterns, and how those spending patterns will change throughout your retirement, and the importance of coming up with something called the floor, and that is secure source of income. And of course, one source of secure income is Social Security. Joining me on the program is Yolanda York from Social Security. Yolanda, as we begin, why don't we just cover some basics here, and then I want to talk about survivor benefits towards the end, but let's talk about things like how long do you have to work to become eligible for retirement benefits?
Well, everybody needs 10 years of earning to be eligible for Social Security. 10 years means 40 credits. And each year, everybody has an opportunity to earn as many as 4 credits per year. In the year 2019, if you earn $1,360, that earns you 1 credit. So if for the total year, if you multiply the 1360 times 4, that's $5,440 that you would have to earn each year to get to your 40 credits. And then at full retirement, you can get all of your Social Security benefits.
Now, let's talk about the modern world today. And this happened in the 70s where, you know, the wife goes to work along with the husband. If, let's say, the husband and the wife are entitled to Social Security benefits, do they each get their own benefit, or how does that work? And I know that, for example, maybe the husband's the main breadwinner. It might be more advantageous to get half of his benefits rather than your own. Can you explain that?
Sure. So if you are entitled to get your own Social Security benefit, so you have a couple, right? They both were out in the workforce. They're both entitled to receive their own Social Security. They will each get their own full benefit. There is no reduction. Now, let's say the wife worked her 10 years, but most of the time she stayed at home to take care of the household, the kids, the growing family. In the meantime, the husband continues to work, you know, maximum wages, and eventually he files for Social Security, and let's say he's getting $2,800 a month from Social Security. The wife, even though she had her 40 credits for 10 years, she's only entitled to get maybe $700 a month. Well, as a wife, you're entitled to get half at full retirement age. It does not reduce your spouse. So if your husband is entitled to $2,800, you would be entitled to 50% of that. So we would pay you your share first and then increase it to that 50% at full retirement age.
All right, let's take another situation. I know, Yolanda, this changed under the law, going back to this previous question, where let's say the wife could take part of her husband's, he could defer his, and she could defer hers, but that no longer works in that way.
Well, it works. Yeah, there is. Actually, there's a little bit of wiggle room for some folks, and that's if the law grandfathered certain individuals. And here's what it says. If you became 62 prior to January 2nd of 2016, then you are entitled to do the following. And that means, let's say, husband wants to wait till 70 to start collecting Social Security benefits. The higher wage earner wants to wait till 70 to accrue those delayed retirement credits, which we pay 8% more per year after full retirement age. In the meantime, the wife started her Social Security benefit at age 62, but he has to now again meet the criteria where he became 62 prior to January 2nd of 2016. So clearly, let's say he's 67 years of age. Well, he can draw 50% of whatever the spouse is now collecting. And when he turns 70, he could switch over to his own and get that 132%. So again, if you became 62 prior to January 2nd of 2016, you are still eligible to draw off of your spouse, but one of you has to be collecting the Social Security monthly benefit.
Okay, so there was a date specific in an age that still allows that to happen. I want to move on to, let's just cover briefly disability. How old do you have to begin receiving Social Security disability benefits? Is there an age?
Well, to get Social Security disability, that means you need to have been employed and paying into Social Security. That means you need to have credits under Social Security. So if you're over 30 years, you need to have at least 20 credits paid into Social Security. If you're under 24 years of age, all you need is 6 credits. Basically, it's a year and a half of earnings, and you can be entitled to Social Security. So yeah, you could be a very young individual who has just worked at least a year and a half, you're under 24, and you will start collecting Social Security disability. And you know, Jim, we will pay you whatever you would have gotten at full retirement age. You start drawing it at your disability rate.
We know, Yolanda, from Social Security statistics that the greatest amount of survivors are generally women. So if you can afford to do it, let's say you can delay, the husband can delay taking Social Security to age 70. Well, you know, he's going to pick up an extra 32% guaranteed. And Yolanda, I don't know of anything in the investment business that will guarantee you 8% a year for 4 years. It just simply does not exist.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And we highly recommend it. Like, let's say, for example, the husband retires, but he delays his Social Security, but he works part-time to make up the difference. Let's talk about the advantages of what accrues, not only the 32% higher Social Security benefit, but let's talk about what happens for the wife when the husband passes away and why this is important.
Yeah, this is actually a great way for couples to strategize their future, their Social Security, because if the higher wage earner, in this case, the spouse, waits till 70, he accrues those delayed retirement benefits. And let's say that wage earner passes away. In a husband and wife situation, you know, most the statistics show that usually the husband dies first, right? Well, if this is the situation here of a couple, he waited till 70, those delayed retirement credits are now inherited by the surviving widow. And that's a big deal. And let me just give you a short example of this. So we have a wage earner, let's say today, the maximum benefit in 2019, if you had worked maximum wages under Social Security, and you retire today in 2019, the most you can get is $2,861 per month from Social Security. That means you're 66 and you made maximum wages in your last 30 years. So, or high 30 years, I should say, not last, high 30 years. And this person decides to wait until 70. Well, you're accruing, like you said, 8%. Then that would mean you would now get $3,776 when you take your benefits at age 70. So $3,776 would be what your widow would inherit.
And what a difference that can make, because, you know, when you have both a husband and wife receiving Social Security, and then one spouse passes away, you're losing one Social Security check, and usually it's the husband. So that higher figure you just mentioned, over $3,700, can make a world of difference for a surviving spouse. And let's talk about surviving spouses. Let's talk about different situations. Let's say you had a couple, husband's the main breadwinner. After 20 years of marriage, they get divorced. Now, 10 years later, husband gets remarried, but let's say his ex-wife is not married. Now she's old enough for Social Security benefits. Let's talk about, is she eligible for her former husband's Social Security? Let's say his benefit would have been larger than hers.
So yes, if you are divorced, and all you have to meet is the 10-year marriage criteria. So in our example, they were married for 10 years or 20 years. But all you need to have is a 10-year marriage duration to be entitled to divorce spousal benefits. So let's say in our example, your former spouse has remarried and they're currently married, but you are of age. You're the divorcee and you are of age. So that means you're at least 62 years of age. You are married for 10, have been divorced for at least 2 years from this individual. If even though that former spouse has not yet applied for Social Security benefits, but they're at least 62, you could technically apply under their record. They will never know that you are collecting Social Security because it's never going to take away from that individual. So you would have to bring to Social Security original documents of the following. So that's marriage certificate, divorce decree to prove that 10-year marriage duration, your birth certificate to document that you're 62, and then your former spouse's birth certificate to document that he's also 62. Now, if you are entitled at age 62, you're entitled to get 37%. So if your spouse is entitled to $2,800, we would give you 37% of that amount. Of course, if you're entitled to your own Social Security benefit and your Social Security benefit is higher than the spousal benefit, then you get the higher of the two. But the other thing, just one more thing that I just remember, and if that divorced spouse dies, then the percentage is much, much greater. If you're full retirement, you get 100% of whatever they were entitled. And you know how you made in your example, well, what if he remarried again and has another spouse? Well, each widow would get a percentage, and it does not take away from anyone.
Let's take that same situation, married 20 years, divorced 10, but now let's take the former wife. She marries Larry Lotsabucks, and Larry Lotsabucks passes away a couple of years after, let's say, they got married. So she has her ex-husband and she has her new husband, Larry Lotsabucks. How does that play out? In other words, which Social Security benefits is she entitled to? And let's say Larry Lotsabucks has a bigger Social Security benefit.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, that's a very good scenario. And I think it's important that you bring it up because this is where I noticed that a lot of men and women, and I've had maybe 7 cases this year of men where they didn't know they could go back on a former spouse and inquire. One, I had a 10-year marriage duration. I don't know if they're even alive. So you can come into Social Security and say, I was married to this individual. Could I possibly be entitled to a higher benefit? So in our scenario, we're going to check both Social Security numbers and see which account would pay you the higher rate. If you don't have a Social Security number, guess what? We can find that Social Security number for you. All we need is a first name, last name, and a birthday. And even if you don't have the exact birth of the individual, we could still find that Social Security number and let you know, could you be potentially entitled to a higher amount?
Wow, I didn't know that. So moral of the story, if you're going to get married, find Larry Lotsabucks because then you...
So. But wait, not only are you finding Larry, you need to stay with him for at least 10 years if you're going to terminate the marriage. But, you know, there's a couple of numbers that I would like for the audience to listen, and it's 9 months, 12 months, and we already talked about 10 years, that you have to have a 10-year marriage duration. But, you know, most people think about, oh, what happens in 9 months? Yes, people have babies in 9 months, but there's another important fact when it comes to Social Security. And that's the duration of a marriage in 9 months. And let me explain. So in May, this just happened May of 2018. It's a common law marriage. It's a couple who had been living together for 16 years. He became extremely ill in May. So they got married in May. In June, he passed away. So the widow comes into Social Security, came into my office to apply for survivor's benefits. We could not pay her anything because she only had a 9-month marriage duration, or under 9 months. She needed to have more than 9 months to be entitled to widow's benefit.
And what's the number of months? If it isn't 9, how many months?
She needed to have been married to this person for at least 9 months to have been entitled to widow's benefit. So she had only been married for a month. They got married in May. And he passed away in June. She did not have the 9-month marriage duration to be entitled to widow's benefits.
Okay, so going back to that case, she marries Larry Lotsabucks. Just make sure he stays in good shape for 9 months.
What's your retirement goal? When it comes to retirement, you've probably heard it's all about achieving your number. At Financial Sense Wealth Management, we believe retirement is all about you. You are not a number. You can achieve your retirement dreams and goals. Let us help you create a consistent source of income, make the best choices on Social Security and Medicare benefits, and build your legacy for the future. Contact Financial Sense Wealth Management at 888-486-3939. Let's work together and make your dreams come true. Call 888-486-3939 today. Advisory services offered through Financial Sense Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Financial Sense Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Both companies doing business as Financial Sense Wealth Management.
One of the biggest mistakes, Yolanda, I see people make is they take their Social Security benefits early at age 62, and they're going to forfeit 25% of their full benefit, not to mention not being able to take advantage of the 8% increase if they wait to age 70. Let's talk about that. What advice would you give individuals? I know, for example, on your site, you have what is called a retirement estimator, which calculates your benefits based on your earnings record, which is, you know, I think a good place to start because you can take a look at what would I get at 62? What would I get at, let's say, full retirement age 66 or 67? And what would I get at age 70? So let's talk about that for a minute.
Yes, and that calculator, the retirement calculator, is hands down the best tool Social Security has offered the public. So what it is not, you know, not only knowing when do I apply. Well, I apply for Social Security benefits 3 months before I want to start collecting it. But the most important question is, how much will I get from Social Security? You can create a My Social Security account, and it can give you a projection of your monthly benefit in the future. But the retirement estimator is this great because you go in there, put your personal information, what your income is, and then you could say, well, I'm going to retire May of 2021, and this will be my income between now and then. Now it's like you coming into my office and saying, can you give me an accurate amount at this month and year? And this is what the calculator will do. You have a solid number of your Social Security benefit. The worst thing that can happen to any of us is that we're $200 or even $100 shy of what we thought our monthly benefit would be. And Jim, that calculator is gold. And I really hope that everybody that's listening to us will make use of that because it's the best information that we can offer individuals. And if you don't want to take your Social Security, let's say you do retire at 62 and you have part-time jobs or you just don't want to collect Social Security, that's okay too. When you collect it at 66, that's probably the best thing you can do to get at least 100%. And you know, the circumstances of everyone is different. Not everybody has put money enough or money aside to retirement. But if you really don't need Social Security because your portfolio has other ways that you can get money from, their 401ks or other places, like you said at the beginning of the program, Jim, 8% is what you're going to accrue after age 66. That's a great number. I mean, banks are not doing that. And it's a solid investment if you look at it from that perspective.
And the stock market hasn't been doing that either. So let's put that in. I want to give you another situation. Let's say husband and wife both work, and let's just make them the same age, 66. They reach full retirement age at 66. The wife applies for her Social Security. Husband applies for his. And the wife's Social Security, because of her earnings, were less than, let's say, half of her husband's Social Security. But she applies for her own Social Security. Does Social Security tell her, hey, if you take half your husband's, it would be more than just your own?
We're going to have her first take her own Social Security benefit. And then any additional benefit would, as a spouse, she would get them from her husband. But she first has to collect hers, unless she meets that one criteria. Let's say, again, she's 66 years of age today, and her husband is receiving benefits. She could just get 50% from his record because he's now collecting the benefits. And then when she becomes 70, she can switch over to her record and get the 132%. So that's one of the exceptions that individuals have. Again, if you're born before January 2nd of 2016. And you know, another thing that I want to point out, because people do get confused, you pull out your Social Security statement that we used to send you 3 months before your birthday. Now you can get it online. And let's say you have a husband and wife, both in their high 30 years have made maximum wages. Again, maximum Social Security benefit in 2019 is $2,861. So both the husband or even same-sex couples are both entitled to $2,861. That means your household would be getting $5,722 because you're both getting the maximum Social Security benefit. And if you decide, both of you in this household decide, you know what? We don't need Social Security. Let's wait till 70. Now it's grown by 32%. That's 3,776 times two people in that house. $7,552 would be the monthly Social Security benefit to that household.
That is a lot of money. You take that times 12, you're talking about almost $86,000 a year.
That's a lot of money from Social Security, yes.
Oh, my goodness. And just to let individuals know, in today's market, where the average interest rate is about 3%, that is equivalent to having $2.9 million in your portfolio. Not too many people that I know have $2.9 million in their portfolio. So, very powerful example. Yolanda, one more question. Women sometimes take time off to have children. So, in the years that they don't work, their average Social Security earnings for that year are zero, and it gets averaged in their Social Security when it comes time to retire. Let's take let's take a situation where, let's say, the wife goes back into the workforce. She's 62, she's real healthy, and she's gone back to work after the kids are raised. Let's talk about the benefits to her of, let's say, continuing to work. And let's say she's in a profession where she can work to age 66, 68, or 70. Let's talk about those benefits.
It's a great benefit to go back to the workforce. Anytime you have earnings, it's going to really play well for you because, like you mentioned, she had 0 years. Now she's gone back to the workforce where we're going to replace those higher years with the low years. And if you start collecting Social Security benefits, let's say at 66 years of age, which is full retirement age, and you can have all the earnings, unlimited earnings is what you can do after age 66. If you're making more money now than you were in previous years or you had 0 years, we also replace your new salary with previous years, and therefore it causes a recomputation of benefits. Your monthly Social Security benefit will go up. And it can go up anywhere between $2 to $40 a month by having that extra income on an annual basis. It doesn't always play that for everyone because let's say you're making $10,000 now as a part-time job, but your entire lifetime you were making $100,000. Well, that would not cost a recomputation because we're replacing your new high years with 0 years or possibly low years.
Final question. On your website, you have something about new Medicare cards are in the mail. Tell our listeners, what is that about?
So starting April of 2018, which was last year, we started sending people the new Medicare card with an 11-digit number. So that's a mixture of letters and numbers, and finally got rid of the Social Security number that was on your Medicare. Yeah, we've always said to you, please safeguard your Social Security number. But here we were giving you a Medicare card with your Social Security number. Finally, that's gone. And we started doing this back in April of 2018, and it was going by state. So by now, pretty much everyone should have received their new Medicare card with the 11-digit code. You can properly discard your old Medicare card and have the new one. Make sure you give that to your doctors, your clinics, your hospitals, because that's what they will be looking. If you did not receive it, you can get one at our 800 number, 772-1213. You can also create a My Social Security account, and we can send you a card via that online service system that we have.
And finally, Yolanda, as we close, a couple things. Give out your website. And as we mentioned, right on the front page of the website. I highly recommend this if you're looking at retirement, is the Retirement Estimator, because it'll tell you all the things that Yolanda and I have been talking about, benefits at age 62, benefits at full retirement age, and then what your benefits would be at age 70. There's that. And Yolanda, you have a number of publications. One of my favorite, and especially for you ladies out there, if you're married, if you're single, is What Every Woman Should Know. It is one of the best written booklets that I've seen on the site. So list some of the things that they might want to, let's say, read and educate themselves about these benefits.
Agreed. That publication will give you information about if you're a grandparent, are you entitled to receive benefits? A lot of grandparents have now adopted their grandchildren. That information could be found there, that you've adopted your grandchildren, you're receiving Social Security benefits, you're entitled to that. Spousal benefits, divorce benefits, widow's benefits, and who all is eligible. And that's really the information that we're sharing on this great publication. The other place that you should also be aware is signing up for our newsletter, socialsecurity.gov, so you know exactly what's happening with Social Security. You know, Jim, the caution that I want to share with everyone is to protect yourself from fraudulent callers claiming to be Social Security. There is so much of that going around. And I want you all to know we have 67 million people on Social Security benefits. We don't have that kind of staff to be calling you and saying, oh, this is Social Security. We just need to verify your Social Security number, bank account for this new cost of living. That is clearly a scam call. So, you know, if you just want to be stay abreast as to what happens to Social Security, sign up for the newsletter. You will know what happens in the year 2034 with Social Security. Will we still be paying 100%? The answer is if nothing happens between now and the year 2034. This is another thing that a lot of folks have concern about Social Security is what is the solvency of Social Security is in the year 2034. We can only afford to pay 79% of all benefits if we don't fix Social Security between now and then. And you want to know, what is Congress doing? What are our leadership doing to, you know, make Social Security 100% after the year 2034?
Presently, nothing. So.
And that's been true for a long time. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately. Well, Yolanda, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the program. And once again, as we close, give out your website. And if you're listening to this program, you have any questions, or let's say, I don't know, you're in your 50s thinking about retirement, what it's going to look like, please do yourself a favor. Go to the website and spend a little time. Go to the Retirement Estimator, which is one of the best things I've ever seen. So, Yolanda, your website as we close?
www.socialsecurity.gov. This website is pretty much open sometimes 7 days a week. You can inquire all the time. Our phone lines are 800-772-1213, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Office hours, just remember office hours. Wednesday afternoons, we close at 12 o'clock. Otherwise, we're open from 9 to 4. Wednesdays, we close at noon. So don't come into an office afternoon. You won't be happy because everything you really need is at socialsecurity.gov.
Just a final note, if you are applying for Social Security, you may find it much easier to apply for your benefits online than, let's say, going to a local office. So there's another thing you can do with the website. Yolanda, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the program. All the best. Happy New Year to you. And I hope we can talk again.
I hope so. Thank you, Jim. Really appreciate it.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.